You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it. There is more cost in burning fossil fuels than just climate change causing carbon dioxide emissions. There is nitrogen oxide, which causes smog and acid rain. And don't forget, sulfur dioxide, volatile organic compounds, and particulates. Particle pollution can come from factories, cars, trucks burning coal for electricity, and wildfires, among others. These particles are so small that they are breathed deeply into the lungs. In a recent study, the National Institute of Health found that there was an 8% increase in incidence of breast cancer in women who lived in areas with high levels of particle pollution. The National Institute of Health says pollution from fossil fuel combustion is the leading environmental threat to children's health. And this cause and effect relationship between pollution and health isn't just an idea. After a coal plant was closed in Pittsburgh, the county health department studied the history of childhood asthma treatment in the area and found that asthma treatment had dropped a stunning 41.6% 2 years after the coal plant was shut down. The deleterious effects of fossil fuel pollution go on, yet year after year we burn more and more fossil fuels. While some profit and while many enjoy the low cost and convenience of fossil fuels, others are paying the price in sickness and shortened lives.
Quote for today.
This from Oregon State University researcher Christopher Wolfe. Quoting, without actions that address the root problem of humanity taking more from the earth than it can safely give, we are on our way to the potential collapse of natural and socioeconomic systems and a world with unbearable heat and shortages of food and fresh water, end quote.
Good news, bad news.
The good news is that our House of Representatives has a speaker. The bad news is that the new speaker, Mike Johnson, is a radical denier of climate science. His words, quoting here, the climate is changing, but the question is it being caused by natural cycles over the span of Earth's history, or is it changing because we drive SUVs? I don't believe in the latter. I don't think that's the primary driver. End of quote. Johnson has a lifetime score of 2% on climate and environmental issues from the League of Conservation Voters. The League says, Johnson has denied that climate change is a result of fossil fuels and polluters and appears poised to continue to cater to big oil and gas allies as speaker. End of quote. And oh yeah, he's third in line for the presidency. Okay, let's talk about wretched excess. Are you familiar with the phenomenon of Birkin bags? They are purses that sell from anywhere between the low end of $10,000 to the high end of $500,000 or $600,000. They are carried and collected by the rich and famous, those such as Kim Kardashian, who is famous because she's famous, and rich because she's famous, and famous because she's rich. In terms of the Earth's capacity for supporting us, we are consuming and using up Earth resources far beyond Earth's ability to keep up with us. There's a thing called ecological overshoot, and in essence, it means that some species has grown so large and gobbled up so much of the environment necessary to their survival that the environmental system can no longer support them, and there's a population crash until things are once again in sustainable balance. As a species, that's what we're doing, demanding more of the Earth than the Earth can possibly give us. And in the bigger scheme of things, it makes the wretched excess of $500,000 handbags inconsequential.
Mythbuster time.
Do wind turbines kill birds? Well, yes. But let's look at the numbers. A 2017 study found that somewhere between 200 and 300,000 birds are killed by wind turbines each year. But birds are killed by lots of things like collisions with power lines, vehicles, and tall buildings. The worst bird killer of all? Domestic cats. Every year they kill 10,000 times more birds than do wind turbines. We should work hard to minimize the impact on bird populations of wind turbines, but our bird populations will be far better off when we stop using polluting fossil fuels. And just saying, the folks that are waving around the bloody shirt of birds killed by windmills are the same folks who are happy to throw species under the bus anytime there's a buck to be made for them. Our climate future is intimately tied to the future of our democracy. Right now, Las Vegas bettors have Trump winning at 33.8% versus Biden at 31.3%. And finally, this from the wizard Gandalf. All we have to do is decide what to do with the time that is given to us. And that's your Climate 360.